In this bulletin, the United States says security threats at Kabul airport are slowing evacuation efforts from Afghanistan. Hundreds arrested after violent clashes between anti-lockdown protesters and police in Sydney and Melbourne. And in the AFL, Melbourne claims the minor premiership at the end of the home and away season. Good morning, Claire Slattery with SBS News. The United States Embassy is warning its citizens in Afghanistan not to travel to Kabul airport without individual instructions from a US government representative. The instructions cite potential security threats outside the gates of the airport, where massive crowds continue to gather, desperate to escape the Taliban takeover of the country. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the airport is secure, but described the security situation as fluid and dynamic.
There's a whole panoply of security concerns that we have. And again, to my answer to Courtney, this is a non-combatant evacuation. That's what we're focused on. And so the idea, as the general very clearly indicated in his opening statement, is to get as many people out as we can, as fast as we can.
There are reports that one of the Taliban's co-founders, Mullah Barada, has arrived in Kabul for talks with militant commanders, former government leaders, and religious scholars. News agency Reuters has spoken to a Taliban official who says the group is planning a new model for governing Afghanistan within the next few weeks. The officials said the new governance structure would not be a democracy by Western definitions, but it will protect everyone's rights. They also acknowledged the Taliban had inflicted some crimes against Afghan civilians during the takeover, saying they'll be investigated. The Taliban has sought to present a more moderate face since its takeover, but many experts doubt the substance of the claims. Meanwhile, the European Union says it will not recognise the Taliban nor hold political talks with the militants. The EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen made the pronouncement while visiting a reception centre in Madrid for Afghan employees of EU institutions. She also said the Commission would fund EU countries which resettle refugees, and she would raise the issue at a G7 meeting next week.
So here I also call on all states who have participated in the Afghanistan mission, Europeans and others, to provide sufficient resettlement quotas and secure pathways so that collectively we can accommodate those in need of protection.
Back home, and hundreds of people have been arrested after violent clashes between anti-lockdown protesters and police in Sydney and Melbourne, with large crowds also reported in Brisbane. In Melbourne, the introduction of a statewide lockdown yesterday didn't stop an estimated 4,000 people from marching, with at least 200 arrested and 7 police officers injured. In Sydney, where daily COVID cases reached an Australian high of 825, the presence of 1,500 police officers prevented large numbers from attending a planned so-called freedom rally in the city. But Deputy Police Commissioner Mal Lanyon says some 250 protesters did make their way to Camperdown's Victoria Park, just outside the CBD.
It's deplorable to think that despite the warnings that had been given over the past week and despite our current case numbers, the 250 people still thought it was appropriate to come into the city to protest. We had made it very clear that we would enforce the public health orders to ensure that the virus couldn't spread. We had made it very clear that those people coming into town would be met by a significant police presence.
New York is bracing for Category 1 Hurricane Henry, which is due to make landfall in the northeast of the US mid-afternoon Sunday. The National Hurricane Center is predicting Henry's center could be on New York's Long Island or in southern New England around Connecticut. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has declared a state of emergency, urging people to take the threat seriously.
We are in the proverbial calm before the storm, and it is misleading as to how serious this situation could be.
In the AFL, and Melbourne has claimed the minor premiership at the end of the home and away season after a thrilling 4-point win over Geelong. It's the first time the Demons have finished on top of the ladder in 57 years, with captain Max Gawn sealing the game with a set shot after the final siren. Melbourne trailed by 44 points during the third quarter, but finished the game 12-9, 81 to Geelong 12-5, 77. The Demons coach Simon Goodwin says the top of the ladder finish has been a long time coming for the club's fans.
Yeah, just an unbelievable effort by our boys. You know, I think our supporters sitting at home should be really proud of their group. You know, obviously it's a tough time for our supporters and the whole of Melbourne, but hopefully we brought a bit of joy to their faces tonight.
Geelong will now meet Port Adelaide in the qualifying finals next weekend, while Melbourne will take on Brisbane. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, it'll be partly cloudy with an expected top of 18 degrees. Adelaide, a sunny morning with late showers, 22. Melbourne, sunny and 21 degrees. Hobart, a possible light shower, 18. Canberra, morning fog, clearing to a mostly sunny day and 20 degrees. In Wollongong and Sydney, it'll be sunny and 25. Newcastle, sunny and 27. Brisbane, also sunny, 26. Cairns, showers and drizzle easing, 27. And Darwin, a sunny day and 33 degrees. That's SBS News.